CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Bachelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He is in Melbourne, the capital of the state of Victoria in Australia, his native Australia. He's headed to Perth. He's come from Brisbane. Conversations about AUKUS. Also, ISSA, his organization, he's expecting to update ISSA while he's meeting in Australia. But we need to know, what is ISSA and what is the mission statement? Gregory?
Well, ISSA, John, is the International Strategic Studies Association, which is the parent of the Defense and Foreign Affairs publications. We have fellows and members and links all around the world, some 200 or so locations around the world. And I'm here to meet with and brief our ISSA fellows and members on a range of issues, and the AUKUS situation is just with those. The other is the current state of Australian politics. We'll have discussions. The Australian political system has become rather interesting, because not only is the federal government, but all of the mainland state governments have become controlled by the Labor Party. And it's particularly interesting that in Victoria, where I am today, the Premier, Dan Andrews, has been a great supporter of the Communist Party of China. He signed a Belt and Road Initiative with Beijing, and the federal government of Australia cancelled that. And today we know that Dan Andrews is flying to Beijing to meet with the PRC leadership again, not taking any officials with him, which makes it very suspect, because he is suspected of doing private deals with the Communist Party of China. And this is of great concern to Australian security, obviously. But we're also looking at the current situation in Australia, which is moving towards trying to get a national referendum on what they're calling the Voice, which is create a separate addition to Parliament in Aboriginal peoples. And whilst that sounds good, it actually creates an almost apartheid situation where the Aboriginal people would be carved out and treated separately from the Australian legislature, which would not be healthy. As well, it is difficult to police, simply because under Australian law, if someone claims to be of Aboriginal ancestry, that cannot be contested, and nor does proof need to be given. So there's been about a 25% increase in the stated population levels of Australian Aboriginals, largely by people claiming to be Aboriginal so that they can get all of the financial and other benefits, employment and otherwise, which are granted to the first Australian population. So that referendum called The Voice is going to be very controversial and may not get even to the stage of a referendum. And if it does, it's likely to fail. And the concern is that that would be seen as a racist gesture against the Australian Aboriginals, instead of a policy which would actually give the Australian Aboriginal population greater integration into Australian life. The reality is that much of the first Australian population of Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islanders do not want this so-called Voice. But beyond that, and getting to our King Charles report, the reality is that the Labor government in Canberra, if it has success with the Voice referendum, will use that to launch a referendum to transform Australia from a constitutional monarchy into a republic.
Oh, let's go to the King Charles. We'll slide right into the King Charles report. You got my attention, Gregory. King Charles has postponed his trip to France because of the turmoil there over the Macron initiative to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Young people, Gregory, young people. But in any event, King Charles represents the Commonwealth, King Charles III, and we're looking forward to his coronation. And yet, for many years, I've been aware of something called Republicans in Australia. What are they, and what is their status right now with King Charles about to be coronated?
This is particularly raising its attention before the coronation. The Australian Republicans are a generally disparate lot who keep saying that they want Australians to rule Australians. Well, in fact, the Australian Crown, although it has King Charles as its nominal head, is run by the Governor General, who acts as the Crown in Australia and acts autonomously as the Crown in Australia and is usually nominated by the Prime Minister. So the Governor General, who is head of state, is an Australian, and that is not going to change. The concern over the Republicans among the most general electorate in Australia is that they don't know what they want, but they can't seem to offer anything other than a republic which would be led by a politician. And Australians are very skeptical, rightly so, of politicians. They don't want a politician's republic, which would become then transactional. And republics generally are more short-term in their thinking than constitutional monarchies. And they are they generally tend to be transactional because it's about politicians offering bribes to the public in exchange for votes. One of the things and one of the reasons why most of the advanced economies of the world, the successful ones, are constitutional monarchies outside of the United States, is that they offer a longer-term stability to the marketplace and to the sense of identity and continuity in a society. So the Republicans in Australia are going to have a very difficult job getting acquiescence to the transformation of Australia to a republic. But the Labor government now in place is committed to trying to get a republic put in place because they want a politician as the head of state. If they don't get the voice referendum through, they are unlikely to even try to get the republic referendum through because that would fail automatically. But King Charles does have a key role in Australia. He went to school, of course, here in Victoria, and he would... There was some suggestion at some stage that he would actually act as Governor General of Australia, but that was killed off by another Labor government, by Prime Minister Bob Hawke at the time. But they have not yet moved to print or to stamp coins with the King's head on them in Australia. So that's going to be an interesting test of the government's churlishness about whether it accepts the current constitutional framework of Australia. And one of the things about the Labor governments in Australia is that they really don't like the Constitution because it does set out a long-term set of rules for governing the country. Now, of course, King Charles' present predicament, the cancellation of his visit to France, which had nothing to do, of course, with him or the British.
Right.
But it is very, very important because Britain needs the cooperation of France in stabilizing migrant flows. Britain and France are critical to each other in terms of strategic projection. The British and French defense interaction is always critical. The British government and King Charles and, of course, President Macron were very, very happy to see this state visit of King Charles to Paris. And that will have to be rescheduled.
Yes.
But the if you like, disruptive elements feel that they've achieved a success in embarrassing Macron in France because of the riots over the retirement age.
Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs is in Melbourne, headed to Perth. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.